Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have been discussing about the Hadith, which explains about the Shia and the qualities of Shia. And in this hadith, there is 12 points which has been discussed by asked by Abu Basir, and then Imam Sadiq replied replied to Basir, Abu Basir, explaining the qualities of Shia. So the first point was wara, and we've been discussing about the wara. So we discussed first hadith, and now we are going to discuss about the second hadith. The second hadith is from Rasulullah, and this hadith is again it's called Hadith Qudsi, narrated from Irshad al-Qulub, first volume, page number 203, and bab or chapter number 54. A hadith goes like this: Ya Ahmed, alayka bil wara, fa inna al wara ra'asud din wa wasatud din wa akhirud din. It's a beautiful sentence. O Prophet Muhammad, O my beloved Prophet, O Apostle of God, O Ahmed, his name is Ahmed or Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, alayka bil wara, be pious, be the man of piety, because فَإِنَّ الْوَرَعَ رَأَسُ الدِّينِ وَوَسَطُ الدِّينِ وَآخِرُ الدِّينِ, because wara and piety is the beginning of religion, is the mid of religion, and is the end of religion. So you start with piety, means when you start your religious journey, you start with piety. Throughout your life, you live with piety, and you end up with piety. وَآخِرُ الدِّينِ. It's not good if one starts with the piety and live a life with the sin, with the mistakes. No, it is not allowed for us. As a moment, as a Shia, it's not allowed. So we have to start our life with piety. We have to go through life with piety, and we have to end up life with piety. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad, إِنَّ الْوَرَىٰ يُقَرِّبُ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. What is the yuqarrab meaning here? Yuqarrab means when we do all our wajibat or mustabat, usually we do niyah, we do intention, and we start our deeds with the intention of qurbatan ilallah, means I want, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to come closer to you. I want to come closer to you through the deeds. So deeds is very important, and the intention in my deeds is taqarrub. I want to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah said to Rasulullah, إِنَّ الْوَرَعَ يُقَرِّبُ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. If you go with piety, if you go through piety in your life, in your actions, in your deeds, then you can go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, يَا أَحْمَدْ إِنَّ الْوَرَعَ كَالشُّرُوفِ بَيْنَ الْحُلِيَّ. If you wear some ornaments, there's some sort of gemstones in it. So that is the main part of your ornament. Wara in the body of your religion is like something which is in the center of attraction, and that's the main part of your ornament in the body of your religion. Wara is the main part. Al wara kashunuf bayn al huliyya wal khubz bayn al ta'am. Wara comparatively is just like bread in your food. When you're eating some good food, so you cannot, usually people don't eat food without bread. Bread is the main part of your food. Same here. Wara, piety, is the main part of your religion, main part of your faith and belief. So be with wara, protect yourself. As Rasulullah said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah, إِنَّ الْوَرَىٰ رَأَسُ الْإِيمَانِ وَعِمَادُ الدِّينِ, because wara is the head of religion and is the mainstream of religion. So this is the main part of religion. Wara, you start with wara, you live with wara, and you end up with wara, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد.